Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue looking at serving through friendship, we're looking at the topic of pleasant friendships. And it's an interesting devotion because it may not head in the direction that first comes to mind when we think about pleasant friendships. At least for me, I hear that term, and I think of a friendship that has no obstacles, that everything's smooth, that we're just kind of walking in sync, and we tell each other what we want to hear. I also write in the devotion, and I make the statement that I don't know anyone that wants to be deceived. Or do I? You see, many times we surround ourselves with people that will tell us what we want to hear. And we tend to reject those or find ways to disassociate with those that tell us the hard truths, the things that we need to hear but would rather not. In reality, we want to be deceived. We want people to pat us on the back and compliment us about everything. And any idea of correction, we'd just as soon avoid that. Today the verse comes out of Proverbs. He talks about the pleasantness of friendship comes from its earnestness in the way we speak to one another, the earnestness of the counsel that we give. And when we serve, we need those kinds of pleasant friendships that are willing to be honest. One of the difficulties about surrounding ourselves with people who tell us what we want to hear is there are times that we know it's not true. And when their counsel in the things that we want to hear our way is always spoken to match what we want, when it comes to the important things of life, we have no basis of knowing if they're telling the truth or if they're doing what we've trained them to do, to simply tell us what they think we want to hear. And once we begin to doubt the pleasantness of that friendship begins to dissipate rather quickly. It's one of the reasons why gossip is so dangerous. And there are those who really enjoy being friends with a person who has the lowdown, the scoop on everybody else, who can kind of fill them in with all the unseen, unknown details of the lives of the people around them. But there's a huge problem with that. Number one, it's a sin to gossip, but the problem relationally is if they're willing to talk about everyone else, you can be pretty confident they're talking about you when you're not around. And when we begin to recognize the fractures that a lack of honesty brings to a relationship, we ought to begin to see why God would say that pleasant friendships stem from earnest counsel. It's in those times when we're confronted with the hard words that we need to hear, we grow from it, that we realize how good of a friend we really have. If I were to know that there was something that you really wanted to do, but through experience or through knowledge of some variety, I knew that it would actually be harmful to you. A good friend, a pleasant friendship would say, that may not be the wisest thing, and here's why. Now, it's not something I can force you not to do, but the earnestness of my counsel would come out of concern for you, not out of concern to keep you from doing what you want. And that's where we grow those pleasant friendships. God says how good and pleasant it is when brothers and when people dwell together in unity. When we look out for the needs of others above our own. You see, it's applying the principles of God's Word that enables us to give this earnest counsel in ways that it's well received. And that's why the friendship element of it is so important. If I just would show up out of the blue and tell you that the thing that you want most in life is not going to be good for you, it's going to be harmful, you need to pursue something different in a different way, you would probably look at me like I was nuts. But hopefully you would at least give a close friend a little more of a hearing. Because you would consider the advice that has been shared back and forth over the years, over whatever period of time you've developed this friendship. And as we seek to serve with pleasant friendships, we have to recognize that truth needs to be the foundation, or it's a false pleasantness. It's a mask, it's a cover-up that will eventually lead to a dissolution of that friendship. Once the layers of deceit are pulled back. You see, the earnestness of our counsel, how steadfast we are in giving counsel that is good and right. Goes a long way toward serving through friendship. Yesterday, as we looked at serving with friendship, and we really look at this idea that when we have friends, when we serve with friendship, that we serve those, and there are some that eagerly accept it. And there are others who are more skeptical. And when we put the value of the surface pleasantries above the value of truth, we're able to, in a sense, fake a pleasant friendship for a long time. Until it's put to the test. But when God calls us to serve, He desires that we would share with our life and with our words and with a complete earnestness the full counsel of Scripture. It's at least in my experience, it's in the difficulties of life that friendships are tested, that relationships are kind of put under the pressure cooker of life, and eventually the good and bad are separated. And when we choose to live with one another and serve one another with this earnest counsel that brings about a friendship that endures, we discover the pleasantness of that type of friendship. Because it's not a surface pleasantness. It's one that realizes that there's depth, there's protection, there's genuine concern and care. You see, we can look at the surface because that's what's easily seen. And because our human flesh desires to have things now, we can do the things that make a friendship look pleasant. But I believe at the heart of every person is a desire to have a friendship that has grown to be pleasant because it's endured much. It stood the test of life. It stood the test of time. It stood those face-to-face confrontations that allow earnest counsel to come to come and go, to be received and given. And when we live through that, when we experience a friend like that, we experience a pleasantness that we would not know otherwise. I believe one of the reasons that Jesus is referred to as a friend of sinners is because he was willing to live with those and to serve with those kinds of friendships. He could love them and make them believe and know that they were loved and still give very earnest counsel. There are times in Scripture, I think of the woman caught in adultery and other times where he's healed people and he'll tell them to go and leave a life of sin. He'll tell people, your faith has made you well, now stop sinning so something worse doesn't happen to you. The earnestness of his counsel was, I care for your well-being. And I care for your spiritual life. And while I bring healing to your body, I want you to know there's something more important. And when we gain friends who come to Jesus because of our earnest counsel, who accept him, who surrender to him, who follow him, we find a pleasantness of friendship like no other, because they come to understand just how deep our love is. And that's when we, I believe, become most like Jesus. When our love compels us to serve with the friendship that forgives and that gives earnest counsel. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that indeed loves us, and you've shown us through your Son exactly what true friendship looks like. Not friendship with the world, not friendship with the things of the world, but friendship with you. A friendship that is marked by truth and honesty, by mercy and compassion, by an earnest counsel that desires only our best. A counsel that can be trusted, knowing that there's no trickery involved, there's no hidden motives. But it's always about what is best for us. And Father, as we develop these friendships, as we serve, as we live life, may we find the pleasantness of giving and receiving this type of earnest counsel that is for our good, that is for the good of those that we serve, those that we have friendships with. Father, may we not be content to live as those that just simply gather to ourselves people that will tell us what we want to hear. People whose counsel is clouded by our arrogance, by our desire to be liked. But may we find the joy and the pleasantness of friendships who will tell us the truth with great love and great compassion, but great truth. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our communities, our churches, I pray that we would model for them and teach them the value of real friends, pleasant friends, friends who will give them a very earnest counsel, that would not lead them astray with their advice and their words of counsel that would be contrary to your word, contrary to what they even know that they ought to do or live like. Father, may you help us to see through those that would simply flatter us to gain favor or to distract us or to send us in a direction that would be unwise and even ungodly. Father, may we measure well the earnestness of the counsel that is given. May we measure it against your word, that we can know that it is true and right, or that we can reject it as false and misguided. Father, in those times when our friends need to correct us, need to challenge our actions, our thinking, our words, may we consider the value of their friendship, the earnestness of their counsel, and may we not measure it against what we want to hear, but against what you want us to hear. Father, as we serve through friendships that we have, through friendships that we are developing, may we keep in mind the value of good and earnest counsel. May you help us to find ways to give that it's well received. May we continue to love, to serve, to show compassion, even when that earnest counsel might initially be rejected. May the value and the steadfastness of our friendship help carry the message of that counsel beyond the initial rejection, that it would be reconsidered, that it would be understood for what it is. Father, as we live life, may we constantly learn from Jesus, as we spend time in your word and learning of his life, as we spend time listening, as we pray and allowing your spirit to direct and guide us. May we learn the great value of truth and love and mercy all wrapped together. May we not sacrifice any elements of that for our own vanity or pride or any other reason. Father, as we live life today, may we consider the friendships that we live life with. May we consider the honesty that we allow our friends to have. And may we seek to grow in the pleasantness of our friendships because we grow in the earnestness of the counsel. And Father, may our growth be done in such a way that we lift up Jesus more clearly than ever before, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.